But that Rasalila was not prominent.
Because
it was Panchayati Raj. Panchayati Raj means
all comes of gopis.
Even the gopis who were at first had the sadhana siddha.
Sadhana siddha, you know?
Sadhana siddha. From Dandakaranya, 60,000. And from Janakpuri, from Ayodhya, and so many kinds of gopi were there. Even those who were not became like associates of Radhika. Not like the there are not bodily
manifestation.
And paksha, vipaksha, suhit, tatak. So many kinds of gopis were there. Also in gopis there were some that were not qualified, they were checked by their husbands. And they gave up of their bodies or anything. Keeping Krishna from their eyes, token Krishna in their heart, and embraced so that all evils went out. They were also there. They have all participated that cross. But in Govardhan or Radhakund, a special gopis, only the parties of Srimati Radhika, not anyone else. So this rasa is more superior than that. So he is telling, what? Govardhan Hill, because Krishna lifted Govardhan like an umbrella. But one hour ho gaya.
It is also at Govardhan Hill that Krishna sends the cows with his cowherd friends. And there also he had his rendezvous with his most beloved Sri Radha and engaged in loving pastimes with her. Radha Kund, at the foot of Govardhan, is superior to all, because it is there that love of Krishna overflows. Advanced devotees prefer to reside at Radha Kund.
Advanced devotees. What is advanced devotee? Being, serving their Gurudev, hearing. And they have come into middle, that is Madhyam Adhikar, always remembering, chanting all these things. We must be advanced devotees. We should not be for long time, 15 years, 25 years, 50 years, 100 years, lakh years. Only we should be in Kanishka Digari. Swamiji does not want. He has told previously that we have not come here to be only in Kanishka Digari. We must try to advance. So the advanced devotee prefers to reside at Radha Kund because this place is the site of many memories of eternal loving affairs between Krishna and Radharani. Rati Vilas. We can read tomorrow because 1 hour has come. It seems that 5 minutes we have exposed. So I think that it will take so much time, but it is so good because Swami is telling all these things. So I want to read all these things and also I want that you should test all these things. And by this, knowing all these things, you should try to be advanced. Not to be but only Kanishka Adhikari. Our way to Krishna should not be blocked. that you are not and you will not be any time qualified to read this. Don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Then why Vyas has written all these things? Why? In the council of Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing Bhagavatam, all kinds of karmi, jnani, yogi, tapasvi, all were there. And by the words of Shukadeva Goswami, all were purified. Then why we will not be purified if we have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swamiji line? Why not? We are also qualified to have these things. We will be qualified. So we should try to understand the deep meanings of Swamiji, deep meanings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Chaitanya. I pray Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and all our disciplic acharya to be merciful to you all, to also to me. He should sprinkle his mercy to us. Gaur Pramanam. Gauranga Bolita. You should all
Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayivacha Patitanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhika Jai Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Sapadam Adadana Sthinam Dantairi Damjache Puna Puna Shrimadarupadam Bhojadhoja Shyatmam Ninth shloka we are reading perhaps. Next up, the nectar of instruction. Vaikunthat janito vara madhupuri tatrati rasotsavat Vrindaranya mudar pani ramana tatrati govardhana Radha kunda mihapi gopulmate prema mrta plamana Kurjadasya virajito grishate sevang vivekinaka. We have read the translation and also half of the purport we have read. We can read the rest purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, it is stated that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited the area of Brajabhumi, he could not at first find the location of Radha Kunda. This means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually searching for the exact location of Radha Kunda. Finally, he found the holy spot, and there was a small pond there. He took his bath in that small pond and told his devotees that the actual Radha Kunda was situated there. Later, the pond was excavated by Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed first by the six Goswamis, such as Rupa and Raghunath Das. Presently, there is a large lake known as Radha Kunda there. Srila Rupa Goswami has given much stress to Radha Kunda because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to find it. Who then would give up Radha Kunda and try to reside elsewhere? No person with transcendental intelligence would do so. The importance of Radha Kunda, however, cannot be realized by other Vaishnava sampradayas, nor can persons uninterested in the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand the spiritual importance and divine nature of Radha Kunda. Thus, Radha Kunda is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
By reading all these things, anyone can question that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified this Radha Kunda? What is Radha Kunda? Merely a lake, not so big, very small, in comparison with sea or any lake, like Caspian Lake, like other lakes in India also, thousand and thousand times more than this lake, Chilka Hrad, Chilka Lake, and so many lakes. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying? Why? If anyone asks, then we may tell that you are Sahajiya. Only by asking. If anyone is discovering all this, searching, where lies this glorification of Radha Kunda? By reading this, automatically, naturally, this question will arise. Also, he will see that connecting with Srimati Radha, Radha Kunda has some relation with Srimati Radhika. So what is the glory of Srimati Radhika? And if he wants to know all these things, naturally it will come. So especially he is telling Swamiji that Radha Kunda is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other sampradayas like Nimbar, like Ramanuj, Madhva, they have nothing to do with this. They don't know all these things about Radha Kunda. So those who are in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have honor, regard, and everything for Radha Kunda, especially for Radha Kunda, more than Barsana, the birthplace of Srimati Radhika, Rabal, more than Nandgaon, more than Govardhan, more than Vrindavan, anywhere. Why? What is there? What is there? Any beautiful mountain, river, any forest so well decorated? We see nothing there. Then why? A curiosity will come. This Kunda is itself, herself, Srimati Radhika. Shyam Kunda is also himself, embodiment of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Brajendanandan Aradha Kanta Krishna himself. No difference. But more, there are things. Radha and Krishna mix together in Vrindavan, in also Govardhan. They meet there. They play there also Rash. But what is the specialty of this Radha Kunda? Here Krishna is always controlled by Srimati Radhika. And here Srimati Radhika is called Swabhin Bhartrika. But we don't know anything about these things. Then how we can glorify How you can? How? It is very rare. But if you are not hearing these things, you cannot be qualified in lakhs and lakhs births. So anyone is not so much purified and having so much love and affection that he is qualified to hear. Then what to do? To be hopeless for this forever. Don't be hopeless. Anyone having all kinds of anarth, every kind of anarth. But he has some interest to hear all these things. He is qualified. Even at that time, so much anarths are there. Even if he has honor, he has some great to hear all these things. He must be qualified. Only the qualification to hear is that greed. A devotee born in Brahmin family has cultivated his regulative bhakti for lakhs births. He may not be qualified to hear. If he has no honor to hear, no very ruchi little to hear, he cannot be. But a third class bogus person, like Bilva Mangal, entangled always in lust of any prostitute, but when prostitute sings, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai, Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radhe 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 Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai When this protest used to sing this kirtan, quietly observed, Bill Mangal used to be attracted and observed. Oh, this is the qualification. Whether he is a lust, wretched person, no qualification, no learned, nothing. But this taste of hearing this thing is qualification of that. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labhyate tat alaulyam api mulyam ekalam koti janma sukriti nanam. Sukriti, impressed by lakhs and lakhs, but it cannot do anything. It will not help. But if a devotee like Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, or their followers are telling the pastimes of Krishna, so sweet, their mati, mati means their heart, is always immersed in this ocean of love and affection of Srimati Radhika, then it can come easily. It does not require any worldly qualification or anything, even a spiritual quality. It wants only some taste to hear. Either from the past impression, life's impression, or newly, no harm. But if it is past, then so strong. And if not, newly impression will give him so much things. So only this is value, to have these things nothing else. So he is telling that Swamiji is also explaining that other sampradaya have nothing to do with this Radha Kunda. But why Radha Kunda is so supermost? Why? Premamrita Plavanat Kurjadasya Virajito Gritate Sevang Vibeshnaka. Premamrita Plavanat. Sometimes in a river, flood comes. Why flood comes? What is the reason? Because?
Torrential rain.
Huh?
Torrential rain, heavy rain.
Too much water.
No. Why?
The river cannot contain so much water, so you overflow everywhere.
River is so little, so small, narrow. And water, heavy water comes. She could not say and contain. So it has overflowed here and there. No? So here, in Vrindavan, there is a flow, but controlled. Govardhan, more flow, but it can be controlled. But in Radha Kunda, oh, so much flood.
Overflowing.
Whole Braja, Vrindavan, even Krishna is
flooded by this.
He comes and sometimes playing with waves, going here and there. Srimati Radhika is floating on that plot. Both are there controlled only by Premamrita Plavana. Prem is their karta, supreme. So by Prem, Krishna is dancing, Radha is dancing, gopis are dancing, all Brajvasis are dancing. Everything, Prem also itself dancing, and to whom it will touch, all will dance. So Premamrita Plavana, Prem is Vrindavan, in Braja, in Gokul. In Gokul, there is plenty of Vatsalya Ras. In Nandagaon, plenty of Vatsalya, plus Sakha. Sometimes separation mood is there. In Govardhan, all are there, but controlled. But in Vrindavan. Here is lies the glory of Srimati Radhika. In Radha Shyam Kunda, Krishna is not prominent. Who is prominent? Srimati Radhika is prominent. Sometimes Krishna goes there and feeling separation and praying Srimati Radhika, taking three times bath in Radhika, Radha Kunda. Praying Srimati, what? The mantra of Srimati Radhika. Like this, being like Chintan. Krishna, become like a devotee. And praise the mercy of Srimati Radhika. When you will be pleased? When you will be Agharipurapi yatna tatra divya prasada prasakrita kataksh praptikamah prakamam ansaradi jada uchyai snan sevanu bandhai tadapisuravdi radha kundam bevas. Rupa and Raghunatha are telling that, oh Radha Kunda, you are yourself Srimati Radhika. Only for mercy, to give mercy to the devotees serving here, you are visible like Kunda. So you have much mercy than Srimati Radhika herself. You are here always like Kunda. Anyone can touch, anyone can take bath, anyone can pray. Krishna himself pray like. But why all these things? Why Srimati Radhika is always there? Why? There are so many things to know. So many things. There are so many pastimes of this Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, that Brahma, Shankar and all wants to be lived here. But they cannot live there. You have heard that, have you heard that Hanuman wants to come in Braja, but he never comes. Why? Can you say? He fears. I may do wrong there. Once Brahma went to Braja to show the glories of, to see the glories of Krishna. But he at once wanted to see his glory by his own effort. And that is how he theft cowherds, boys and
cows.
And thus he made a wrong thing. So Hanuman is telling that I am bandar, I am
monkey.
I may do some offenses. If I will see that Yashoda Maiya is having the ears of Krishna twisting, then I may take my gada. And what to do with life? So he fears I should not go to Vrindavan. Otherwise may so many wrong things. So I should not go. That is why general devotees, they don't go there in Radha Kunda. They cannot know the glory of Srimati Radhika. You want to see Radha Kunda? Come with me. Follow me. You should first come to Kusum Sarovar. And from then, Radha Kunda begins. So beautiful. There is, in the Radha Kunda, in the midst, in water, there is Swananda Sukhata Kunja. Very beautiful. Pregnant flowers are there, peacocks are there, cuckoos are there. And Srimati Radhika's younger sister, named
Mangalanjari,
has decorated it for Radha and Krishna. So beautiful. And on the eighth corner of Radha Kundis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Tungvidya, Indulekha, Rangadevi, Sudavi. Eight. So beautiful. And after that, thousands and thousands very beautiful groves around Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Also, Roop, Rati, Lavanga, Gunmanjari, Rati Manjari, Gunlali Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Bilash Manjari. There are so many Manjaris, Kunj everywhere. Around Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Dham, Siddham, Vasudham, Sto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun and all. Prominent eight Sakhas Kunda. But they have given it to Sakhis. They don't live there. If Krishna wants, sometimes they come, but never come. Very little, rare. And there, Krishna and Srimati Radhika, with her all Sakhis, singing, dancing, doing so many things there. So Radha, Srimati Radhika with her all Sakhis, he used to live there. Pleasing Krishna, serving Krishna, and Krishna, especially Krishna serving to Srimati Radhika. It is called Maha Jogpit in Vrindavan Jogpit, where Bansibar, where dance and singing was there, Ras was there.
But this is Mahayogapeeth, more than that Yogapeeth. So beautiful all these things, pastimes, always going on. You cannot imagine that. So Radhakunda is so prominent. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, it was like a small peat having so much water, only like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered, he asked that where is Radhakunda and Shyamkunda. The name of that village was
Aritgaon.
Aritgaon means Arishtasur Gaon. Arishtasur, Vishabhasur. So Aritgaon. So this is Aritgaon means Aritgaon. But where is Radhakunda and Shyamkunda? He asked from so many old persons. They told that we don't know where is Radhakunda and Shyamkunda, but we know that this is Kalikhet and this is Gaurikhet. Kalikhet means black khet, field, and Gauri, golden field. Oh, Kali, Kali means Krishna. Here is Krishna Kunda, not khet Kunda. And this is Radha Kunda. They were telling that Gaurikhet, not Gaurikhet, Gaurikunda. And he took bath in that and declared that this is Shyamkunda, this is Radhakunda. Went away from there and discovered Vrindavan Dham. At first, you know that Kamyaban was called Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that here is no Yamuna. It is not nearer to Govardhan. Here is no Kali Harada, no Brahma Harada, Brahma Kunda, Bansibat, Keshi